Welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Talent Wins by Ram Charan, Dominic Barton, and Dennis Carey. So Sophie, why is talent suddenly the most important thing in business?
Hey there, Sam. Talent Wins by Ram Charan, Dominic Barton, and Dennis Carey says capital, tech, and strategy are just table stakes. The only real edge is how fast you find, grow, and deploy great people.
That sounds obvious, but most companies don't act that way. There's still pyramids with HR stuck near the bottom, and that's dangerous.
Right. The old model treats HR like an administrative cop. The CEO and CFO decide, and people get plugged in later. It's totally backwards.
So the fix is more than promoting HR. They want a whole new structure at the top where talent decisions are central.
They call it the G3. CEO, CFO, and CHRO work as one team. Each brings a different lens, and the CEO integrates the financial and talent views.
That changes the conversation. When a new market comes up, you ask who the best person in the world is to lead it, not just what the budget will be.
It's talent allocation, not just capital allocation. That's the core.
Then they map the talent value stream. You find the flow of work that actually creates revenue and profit, and then you place your best people there.
Inside that stream are pivotal roles. A lead data scientist or a regional sales director can have outsized impact on the business.
Paid at superstar 5 times more than a solid person in a non-pivotal role.
Yes, it challenges the idea that equal levels deserve equal pay. That drives your best people away and keeps the wrong ones.
I push back at first. 5 times seems like a lot. But if that person is behind a billion-dollar product line, it makes sense to pay them like it.
Right. And that connects to radical transparency about performance.
They hate annual reviews, right?
They want regular, candid conversations focused on growth, not past mistakes.
Then there's the talent portfolio. It's a 2x2 grid plotting performance and potential. It gives you stars, core performers, question marks, and underperformers. Stars need stretching, and underperformers need to go.
And the biggest failure is not moving underperformers out fast enough. It demoralizes everyone.
So who makes this work?
The CHRO becomes a super crow. They are a strategic business, leader first, data driven, and brave enough to challenge the CEO. This is not an administrator role.
And the CEO has to spend half their time on talent.
They point to Laffley at P&G and Mulally at Ford, who were obsessed with people. That's why they won.
Mulally turned Ford around by getting the right leaders in the right seats.
Exactly. Talent becomes the operating system, not a side project.
They also say talent is abundant, not scarce. Let people leave and they might come back with new skills. That's an open mindset.
That's refreshing. You build a culture that grows them and they stay.
But they're honest that it's hard and takes years. The CEO is often the obstacle.
The CEO has to accept feedback too. That's why the G3 needs real trust. It starts at the top.
So it's a whole cultural change, including the board and talent audits.
Right. The board gets a talent committee and focuses on succession.
The payoff is you can't be copied. Competitors can steal your strategy, but they can't steal how you develop people. That's the bottom line. Talent is the only sustainable edge in a world that's always changing. Everything else gets commoditized.
And that's why this book is a call to arms for leaders. It's not just theory. It's about changing the way you operate.
The authors give you the tools, so it's not just inspiration. My takeaway is that leaders must treat people's decisions like financial ones. That means the CEO personally owns talent, not HR.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles to read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Talent only wins when you put it at the center. We'll see you next time.